Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 15, 2021. False rationality of egoism. The basis of our yearning for the Creator is called the point in the heart. I feel that this point is pulling me, but I do not know where and I do not know who is doing it either. Yet, I want to know what is the meaning of life, its purpose, where did I come from and where am I going, and why is this life given to a person? These questions concern many people in childhood and adolescence, but then they disappear. After all, hormones begin to act, and the world confuses us, with its illusory values that distract our attention from the right questions: what am I living for? However, there are people who cannot extinguish the point in their heart that draws them to the connection with the Creator, and therefore they come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Then they have a choice whether to act according to their own mind, according to what they see in this world, what is called the rational approach. It is funny that we call this rational. Is it possible to call the way a person behaves on this earth rational, deliberate? How is it possible to make a rational decision if we do not know our future, we cannot connect ourselves to it, in order to take a step forward toward the future that we see, understand, and control based on the analysis of the present and future state? Then we could call our behavior rational. But if we have no idea about the future, then we cannot talk about any rational action. We call rational steps when we rely on our egoism, which does not see what will happen in the next moment. Sometimes we even see that we are harming ourselves, but we cannot stop. We discover today in all human activity that we are doing everything wrong, destroying the earth and our lives, moving toward wars and troubles, and at the same time, we cannot stop ourselves. We are even worse than animals, because they do not do that. The animal will stop immediately if it senses danger. A person, however, cannot stop. After all, egoism is stronger than us, it is given from above and tells us what to do. And we obediently follow its orders, instead of the instructions of our animalistic instinct of self-preservation. This is why we are destroying the planet, destroying the world, jeopardizing our future. This is called that we act on the basis of false rationality and according to reason. As if there is any reason in this crazy egoistic race. To act above reason means that we accept the will of the Creator and His approach and begin to act according to it. This means that we appreciate the acts of bestowing above the acts of reception, that is, Bina governs Malkhut, and not vice versa when Malkhut, the will to receive, suppresses the qualities of Bina, the inclination to bestow. If we organize a group that elevates and appreciates the quality of bestowal more than egoistic qualities, then we want to exist with the force of Bina, bestowal, which is above reason, above the egoistic will to receive. To the extent that we elevate the level of Bina above the level of Malkhut so that the will to bestow is higher and more respected for us than our will to receive, we build the exaltedness of the Creator. The Creator, the degree of Bina, becomes greater in our eyes than the degree of Malkhut. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 7, 2021, Baal HaSulam, Shemati number 14. What is the exaltedness of the Creator? My new article on LinkedIn, Social Frustration in Israel. Over the past several years, we have been exposed to an accelerating avalanche of corruption that is baffling and disturbing. This is especially true now that corruption is exposed in institutions tasked with preventing the very crime they are committing, criminal corruption. High-ranking police officers, judges, members of the Knesset, Israeli parliament, ministers, prime ministers, and even the president, all have been convicted in serious offenses, from fraud and embezzlement to rape. If there is any good about this awful list, it is the exposure of the truth. Now we know that we cannot trust anyone since human nature is inherently corrupt. The only way to prevent corruption is to change the crooked human nature for the better. The other option is anarchy. But corruption isn't the only cause for social frustration in Israel. If, previously, we hoped that time would heal the many social ruptures in Israeli society, we now know it will not happen. Secular versus Orthodox, Jews versus Muslims, Ashkenazi versus Sephardi, Tel Aviv versus the rest of the country, and the list goes on and on. It feels like the country is disintegrating from within. The problem is not that we have veered off from the right track, it is that we were never on it. From the very beginning, we did not aim to realize the purpose of establishing a Jewish state. We treated the motto "Love your neighbor as yourself" as a naive principle that no one can, or is even expected to live out. We forgot that we were exiled from here precisely because we shunned this principle, and that our sages have been telling us, for centuries, that we will not succeed here, or anywhere, unless we re-establish care and mutual responsibility among us. Now, as people are becoming increasingly and irrevocably connected, without concern for others, everything collapses. We, the people of Israel, who were entrusted with modeling the implementation of the principle of love of others and mutual responsibility, had to strive to realize this motto in our sovereign country from day one. Since we did not have this principle in mind, we have been in social relapse from the very beginning. Now our corruption is manifest, but at least we know who we are and can decide to change it. And with the world realizing that we have failed it, it is beginning to pressure us, in order to either change us, or get rid of the country and the nation that failed it. In the meantime, the social frustration in Israel has amassed to levels that can erupt in destructive violence. To avoid disaster and prevent the looming social collapse, we must start working on our very nature. It is not a political issue and goes deeper than any social dogma. It concerns changing the motivation for our actions from purely self-serving to a balanced approach that also sees the needs of the collective. It is not a question of kindness, it is a question of survival. We simply cannot afford to be so selfish anymore. Unless we take other people into account, unless we learn to care about what they need and want, and strive to sympathize with them despite our inherent alienation, we have no future here in Israel. And perhaps no future anywhere. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what's your secret to a happy life? My secret to a happy life is to be in balance with nature, to feel that I pose no interference to nature and to other people, and to try and be an organic part of the world so that people receive positive examples from me on how to interact with each other and with the world. Based on meetings with Kabbalah on July 29, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Allah, the Creator, and the Taliban. Comment, America has poured trillions of dollars into Afghanistan. It is now equipped with modern technology, missiles, tanks, artificial intelligence, everything. And the Taliban on carts with Kalashnikov machine guns and bazookas, screaming just liberated Afghanistan from the Americans. This is contrary to our vital logic that you should build up your weapons. My response, the spirit wins. Comment, does the spirit win after all? They are not the nicest people. It is a blend of such evil. It drove out forces that came to build a more peaceful society. My response, it is better to ask differently, who feeds the Taliban? Who supplies them? Who pays them? Who deals with them? Where do they get unlimited opportunities? They do not think of going somewhere to work. Apparently, by the way they act, they know for certain that they will eat today and tomorrow, and everything will be fine. Others will take care of the work, and they will shoot. That is, behind the scenes work is going on in full. Question, still, I would like to ask about the work of the Creator. We have an alliance of sinners. Why can it defeat all other alliances? Answer, because they are united. they understand each other and work for each other. Therefore, there are no other forces against them. Comment: but this is still evil. My response: they have an ideology. They want to spread this ideology to the whole world. And they say that whoever is with them will understand how good it is, how beautiful it is, how heartfelt it is. They will not tolerate any filth, no debauchery. Let women stay home. The men will work. Etc. That is, everything is fine and there is no need to go beyond the framework of this ancient way. Question: and does it work? Does it unite them and give them the strength to win? Answer: yes. I think the world will see that in the end, at the level of our world, apart from Kabbalah, apart from love your neighbor and attaining the Creator, many will follow them. A primitive dictatorship, understandable to everyone, and mandatory for everyone. And if not, they kill immediately. Question: so it will be either the fanatical dictatorship you are talking about or the dictatorship of love your neighbor as yourself? We have two dictatorships meet here. Answer: yes. But the difference is huge. Question: but why don't they accept the dictatorship of love your neighbor as yourself? Answer: men must come to this. This is something impossible. And there is fear. There is love and there is fear. You see what a huge difference this is. This is awareness. Question: fear always wins in this world. What are your hopes for love? You spread it all the time. Answer: I have no hope. The only thing is what is inside, from within nature, space, humanity, from within, love still controls everything. Question: and one way or another, through these blows, humanity will come to it? Answer: it will come. It is inexplicable. Comment: yes, it is getting foggier and foggier. My response: but it is always the case. The greatest darkness is before dawn. Question: but dawn must come? Answer: yes. There is no doubt about it. Question: that is, the world, in one way or another, is governed by this spark of love? One way or another, will a single creator exist for all religions, for the whole world, and will they come to this in such winding ways? Answer: yes. Question: through hatred? And that equals love? Answer: love. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 26, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what does happiness mean to you? Happiness means being in balance with nature on the still, vegetative, animate and human levels. When you are in balance with all levels of nature, then you feel something special, the highest level of balance, which is called happiness. Balance with nature is when we feel that we are in a vast system, feeling how we affect it and how it affects us. In other words, the peaceful and harmonious realization of our interdependence is the key to our happiness. The peaceful and harmonious realization of our interdependence equates to our balance with nature. They are one and the same. Moreover, balance with nature includes several additional qualities and forces that we have yet to discover. Based on CapTV's News with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on July 29, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the thing that one can take from this life to the next life? The one thing we can take from this life into the next life is the effort to positively connect with others that we made in this life. We exist in a shattered soul that is in a process of gradual unification. Thus, only those efforts to aid the process of our unification as a single soul, over our several incarnations, remain in our next lives, accumulating to our eventual unification as a single force and system. Based on Fundamentals of Kabbalah with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on August 18, 2019. Nothing disappears. Question: As we know, the 10 tribes of Israel have dissolved in the world. Are they preserved somewhere? Answer: nothing disappears and nothing new appears. In some form, everything enters nature and appears again when necessary, for example, the coronavirus or other misfortunes that may occur. It all depends to what extent we allow them to appear. Question: what does it mean that the 12 tribes are within us? Answer: the common soul of man is divided into four parts, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, or four levels, Keter, Bina, Zer and Pin, and Malkhut. There are three lines in each of them, left, right, and middle. 4 × 3 = 12 parts. The most important thing is that they unite into one goal, each from its own side and with its own personality. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 23, 2021. The Four Attributes of Upper Governance, Part 9. Accepting the Category of Truth. Baal HaSulam, Peace in the World. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker. Comment: in the past I always thought that if we all would work the same number of hours, we would reach some kind of equality. My response: this is totally incorrect. We simply cannot measure this in our world, but if we could, everything would be much more fair. How can I demand the same amount of effort from one person as from another? No one is equal to another. Everything was created this way by the Creator on purpose and stems from our nature so that we will apply the categories of mercy, truth, justice, and peace, and accordingly raise ourselves above the level of the conditions that He has given us, and thus become truly human. This means that we should correct the corrupt part the Creator has created in us, and thank Him for having made us purposefully corrupt. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 28, 2019. A Simple Story. Comment: the desire to attain the Creator, break away from egoism, and enter the spiritual world is a multi-layered story, and it is not simple at all. My response: it is very simple. We just don't feel it, so it feels complicated. Let's say a cat is sitting next to us, and looks at you, at me, at you, at me. Well, what does he understand? Nothing. To eat, yes. We eat fish and give it to him, he understands this, the same pleasures. He will find a mate, and we will find a mate. He also understands the same pleasures. You will make a bed for him to sleep, and for us, too, we will have the same pleasures. We understand this. And we are talking about a level called the highest, spiritual, the Creator. At this level, the cat does not have any sensations. This is where our similarity to each other ends. The connection is above us. We need to reveal completely new qualities in ourselves, which are located in us, and then you will see that you were a cat in the past compared to you today. And you cannot do anything. The others do not understand you. You love them, you want to treat them well, raise them up to yourself, but they do not understand you yet. From CabTV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 20. Not fantasies but reality. Question: you usually read a paragraph from the original source and then comment on it. How is this different from a simple explanation? Answer: I live in this state, and to the extent that I can understand it and experience it, I can talk about it. At the same time, I awaken in students the desire to reach that sensation. And then, from reading a book or an article, they will have a desire to feel, to reveal, not to understand, but to feel, to be in it. Like a child who reads a book about adventures on a desert island and he finds it exciting, interesting. Imagine that you are becoming the same boy in spirituality. This is how you should feel what the spiritual book tells you, and not as in a boy's fantasy, but in reality. It captivates all of you. These states are imperishable, they change every second, and you are constantly in such metamorphoses, spectra of feelings, sounds, even smells. We can remember what was 30 years ago by smell or sound, and what will be millions of years ahead. All this is in us. We do not keep it in our box, but we are connected to the huge world of infinity. We must fully open it, absorb it, and exist in this dimension outside of time and space. They are simply an old for us. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 20. Do leaders have freedom of choice? Question. Kabbalists write that the hearts of ministers and kings are in the hand of the Creator. What does this statement indicate? Do they really have no freedom of choice? Answer, leaders have partial freedom of choice, not 100% because the Creator manages other people through them. And even though they don't understand this, the Creator operates on them in this way. We will further learn how the Creator manages us, through certain people who, in principle, are not people in high positions, but are puppets. This is a separate system. In fact, the simplest person has freedom of will. The higher a person is on the hierarchical ladder in a society, the less and less free will he has. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah July 21, 2019. Integrating the desires of others in me. Question: should I integrate the desire to receive in me? Answer: of course, we cannot do anything without the desire to receive. It must be in us, but we need to use it correctly. How can we receive, absorb, and perceive all the attributes in us, and then, with their help, bestow unto others? Question: what should I do with the desires of the nations of the world? Should I integrate them in me as well? Answer, yes, you should integrate their desires too. Question, how should I raise their desires to the Creator? Answer, only in the group, in the ten. By uniting, you begin to feel how it attracts and repulses you, and to what extent all this must develop inside you. Studying in a group by collecting and assembling different people as one integrality is very interesting work by which you will begin to feel that you create an independent entity between you. But at the same time, you need to work on it correctly. Usually people hear and think that it is not important, it does not really have to be this way. But it is the practical study in the ten that is most productive, efficient, and necessary. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah July 28, 2019. Multiple forces or one? Comment. In his article The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Baal HaSulam writes about the order of cause and effect in the descent of the upper forces. We talk about multiple forces, although we always say that there is only one force and that there is none else besides him. My response, the Creator is the single positive force that shattered into many other forces. They are sometimes called angels and sometimes forces. In general, they have many names, but they are merely forces of the Creator. There is none else besides him means that even if you see forces that oppose him, forces that seemingly harm the Creator and negate his uniqueness, his benevolent providence, it is only because he wants it and does it on purpose. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019.